The Mary Lee Taylor Program. Brought to you by Separated Milk. Yes, welcome to the Mary Lee Taylor Program, featuring the story of the week about that lovable pair, Jim and Sally Carter, and the pet milk recipe of the week. Do you know how many ways you can use double-rich pet milk to make everyday meals more delicious, more satisfying? Well, you'll find dozens of ways to use this wonderful evaporated milk in our new 16-page book called New Ideas for Everyday Meals. So send for it now and see how much fun cooking can be with handy-to-use pet milk. Just put your name and address and the words New Ideas on a postcard and send the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And now it's Mary Lee on NBC.
Hello, this is Mary Lee Taylor. The big question Jim and Sally Carter are trying to settle is, who will be Betsy's godfather? Jim says...
Let's ask my boss. He'd be flattered.
Your boy? Why, Jim Carter, you don't even like him. We couldn't do such a thing.
You'll hear the story in just a minute. And right after the story, I'm going to give you the recipe of the week for easy icebox rolls. With this recipe, even the most inexperienced cook can make delicious yeast rolls for just about half what it would cost to buy them.
That's Mary Lee Taylor. She always gives you money-saving recipes, always uses money-saving pet milk. Pet milk, you know, is honest-to-goodness milk concentrated to double richness. Yes, pet milk is good, sweet, whole milk that's actually twice as rich as bottled milk. And that double richness makes pet milk wonderful for cooking, for making delicious desserts. Pet milk is so rich you can whip it, you know. And, of course, it's just right for coffee. In fact, pet milk is right at home in a cream pitcher. It's so thick and rich, and it's
all... Well, I know how you like to sell pet milk, but it's time now to join Jim and Sally Carter in Capital City. The Carter baby is almost 2 months old, and Jim have been talking about her christening. This evening, over the dishpan, the subject has come up again.
When we get a house, I'm going to have an electric dishwasher if it's the only thing in the place.
Well, I don't want an electric dishwasher. I'd rather keep the one I've got.
Very funny, Mrs. Carter. Say, Sally... Let's have a real party when Betsy's christened. What do you say?
Oh, I'd love it. If we can afford it.
Oh, sure we can. I've been piling up quite a lot of sales lately. Or hadn't you noticed?
Of course I have. And it's wonderful. But we've been piling up expenses, too.
Think nothing of them. Why, I'm on my way, baby. Quite a fella around the office these days. Mr. Atwater calls me young man now instead of Hey Carter.
That's fine, I guess. Well,
sure, it's a step up. I'd like to have a christening party that'd be good enough for us to ask old Atwater. He approves of the baby.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm. He likes his salesmen to be family men. Makes them steady and ambitious, he says.
Well, I'm glad to know we can keep Betsy. If we didn't have Mr. Atwater's okay, we'd have to get rid of her, of course.
Well, don't be so snooty. It's doggone nice to be in good with the boss for a change. In fact, I was thinking how'd it be to ask him to be Betsy's godfather.
Why, Jim... Oh, I had no idea you thought that much of Mr. Atwater.
Well, I don't. But he's okay, and I think it'd flatter him. He likes to think of himself as beloved by all his staff, and he'd probably give Betsy a nice present, maybe a check or something.
Oh, but Jim, it doesn't seem right somehow.
Well, I don't see why not. It isn't as if we had somebody else in mind.
Well, as a matter of fact, I did sort of have somebody else in mind.
Sally thought a lot about the baby's godfather. In fact, all through the next day, she discussed Mr. Atwater, pro and con, with baby Betsy and Cinder, the kitten.
You don't want Mr. Atwater for a godfather, do you, Angel? Why, that would be just like taking him into the family. Of course, I don't want to stand in Jim's way. I do want to help him get ahead. Maybe this is my chance. But, oh, Becky, baby, I just can't believe Jim really wants to choose your godfather that way. Maybe if we gave him a choice between Mr. Atwater and you know who, he'd feel differently. In fact, Betsy, maybe you ought to be the one to choose your own godfather.
So that evening, Sally offered an alternate suggestion.
Jim?
Mm-hmm?
About Betsy's godfather.
Well, I thought we had that settled.
Maybe, but I thought a little about asking Mr. Whitson.
Mr. Whitson? Well, we don't know a thing about him, except that he helped you in the railroad station when I wasn't able to meet you on time.
Oh, I was so upset that day, and he was awfully kind to me.
Well, if he were 20 years younger, I'd be jealous. Well, maybe I ought to be anyway. He's here often enough.
You know, Jim, he's a very lonesome old man. He hasn't any family at all.
Or any job, or any connections, or any visible means of support.
I think he must get a little pension from somewhere. Well, I guess he isn't a substantial citizen like Mr. Atwater, but he's good and kind, and he adores Betsy. I'll bet he'd mean a lot more to her.
But, Sally, Mr. Atwater's important to me. He can make a lot of difference.
I want to do what you think's best, of course, Jim, but maybe you'll change your mind.
Sunday arrived, and still no decision. Sally felt she couldn't put it off much longer, for they had learned that Mr. Atwater was planning an unannounced call on the Carters this very Sunday afternoon. Sally cleaned the little apartment until it shone, dressed the baby in her best dress, tied a crisp pink ribbon on Cinder, the kitten, and she and Jim sat nervously waiting.
I think he'd have told us if he's coming.
Oh, not Atwater. Anyway, his secretary told me it was on his calendar. Oh, there he is. I'll go.
That soft knock sounds like Mr. Whitford. He's always so careful not to wake Betsy.
Sally, you didn't ask him over this afternoon, did you?
Well, yes, I did. You know how lonesome a day like Sunday is to an old man who hasn't anyone. He won't do any harm, will he? Go after the door.
Oh, well, it just doesn't seem like the best time. Hi, Mr. Whitford. Come in.
Hi, kid. Say, everybody's mighty dressed up.
We're expecting Jim's boss this afternoon.
Oh, maybe I better come back some other time.
Oh, no, Mr. Whitson. You come right in.
Yeah, come on in.
Oh, of course I'll stay, if you insist. Where's her highness?
Back in her crib. But you can get her if you want to. She's away.
It'll be a pleasure. Well, little lady. Hey. What's the matter with her face?
It's that terrible purple medicine. You can hardly see the rash, but look what the doctor gave me to put on it. Oh, it's a pity, Jim. If we're going to ask Mr. Atwater to be her godfather, we do want her to make a good impression.
Well,
what's that you say?
Oh, I just said we want Betsy to make a good impression.
This little one couldn't make no other kind, no matter what color you painted her. Sure looks mighty nice in here. The minute you walk in the door, you can tell this place is a home.
What a nice thing for you to say.
It's a fact. This contented kitten'd be a tip-off if nothing else was. A cat just won't stick around where things is unpleasant.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Sure. A cat's particular about the company it keeps.
Oh, that's that water. I can tell by the knock.
Well, good afternoon, sir.
How are you, Carter?
This is a pleasant surprise.
Huh? Why, Mrs. Carter, I thought you said...
Come on in, sir.
Just drop by for a short call. So if I'd known you lived in such a, so far downtown. Will my car be all right out front?
Oh, sure. It isn't much of a neighborhood, but the people are as honest as they are anywhere. You know Sally, Mr. Atwater.
Yes, indeed. It's so nice to see you, Mr. Atwater.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Carter.
And this is Mr. Whitson, a friend of ours.
You don't say. How do you do?
Oh, I do all right.
So here's the little fellow. Well.
She's a girl. Betsy.
Oh, yes, so it is. I believe you told me that before.
What do you think of her, Mr. Atwater?
Looks don't count for a thing, Carter. Not in a baby. This one will grow up to look just as well as some of the pretty ones, as long as it's healthy.
We think Betsy is pretty under the purple medicine.
Yep, yeah, prettiest baby I ever seen.
I'd like to see the members of my sales force become fathers. Nothing like a family to keep a young man's nose to the grindstone.
Nothing like a family to keep a man young.
In fact, I always encourage family life. Got eight or is it nine godchildren among the offspring of my salesmen?
Oh, a cat. Scat, scat. Get it out of here.
Oh,
get it out of here.
I don't like cats and I don't like
meat. Oh, I'm sorry. Come here, Cinder. I'll put you in the kitchen.
Just a minute.
Sorry.
Give her to me. I'll take her out. Like I was saying a while ago, cats are particular.
Now, you take babies. They all like me.
Goosey, goosey, baby. Goosey.
Hey, what's wrong with her, Sally?
We know you like babies, sir. As a matter of fact, we were thinking of asking you to...
Oh, you never cry. Oh, I guess he's just tired of lying down. Would you like to hold her, Mr. Atwater?
Me? Oh, no, thank you. This is an $80 suit, and babies are... Well, they're not too reliable, are they?
Here, Sally, I got on a $35 suit. Let me hold her.
All right, Mr. Richard. Here she is.
Well, it seems to like him.
Betsy just knows Mr. Richard a little better.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I don't think it's too good an idea to pick up babies anyhow. It makes them nervous.
Maybe it just makes the folks who pick them up nervous.
But when you were a godfather all those times, didn't you hold the baby? At the christenings, I mean?
Aye. Oh, certainly not. Always do it by proxy. After all, it's just a formality with me. Do it as a favor to my boys. I always call the men who work for me my boys, Mrs. Carter. After all, we like to think of Atwater and Company as just one big, happy family.
I see.
Well, I'll have to be running along. Have to meet Mrs. Atwater for dinner. Just dropped in today because your place here happened to be on my way, Carter.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks a lot for coming by.
Fine family you've got here. Fine wife, fine baby. What did you say you were going to name him?
The baby's already named Mr. Atwater. Betsy. She's a girl.
Oh, yes, yes, so you said. Well, the girls are nice, too, I suppose. Well, goodbye, Miss Carter. Goodbye, Jim. See you bright and early tomorrow morning. Got to keep hitting the old ball, you know, now that you have that extra mouth to feed. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well. Oh, gosh, Mr. Richard. I forgot you were still holding Betsy. Here, let me take her. You must be tired.
Not a bit, Sally. I think that's one job I'd never get tired of, looking after this young lady.
Mr. Whitson, about naming the baby...
Oh, I wouldn't feel bad about your bosses calling Betsy a boy, Jim. Lots of people get mixed up about babies.
Oh, no, that isn't what I meant. But we were planning to have her christened next week.
We're having a little party. All my folks are driving down from Midland, and we thought...
We thought maybe you'd like to be Betsy's godfather, Mr. Whitson.
Me? Betsy's godfather? Why, gosh, I'd be mighty proud.
We'll return to our story in just a few moments. But first, a quick reminder to send today for Mary Lee Taylor's wonderful new 16-page book called New Ideas for Everyday Meals. This book contains complete meal plans and lots of recipes. Recipes that make it easy for you to fix just enough food for your family and not too much, because these recipes tell you the exact amounts of ingredients to use for 2 servings, 4 servings, or 6 servings. Yes, that's an extra Mary Lee Taylor service, an extra reason for sending today for the book called New Ideas for Everyday Meals. Address your request to Mary Lee Taylor, tell the station to which you are listening. And now, back to Jim and Sally Carter.
Oh, I've never been so tired. But wasn't the christening beautiful, darling?
Uh-huh. Everything went swell.
And Betsy behaved like an angel.
Everybody gone?
Mm-hmm. Except Mr. Richard. He's back there taking another look at his godchild. Honestly, when the minister said he named this child, he was so proud I thought he'd burst.
Yeah. Even if he didn't give her a big fat check,
I'll bet you.
Leaving, Mr. Whitson?
Yes.
I want to tell you young folks what this day means to me. Here, Sally. There's a little something in this envelope. Keep it for Betsy. Don't move. I can let myself out.
Why, thank you. It's awfully sweet. He's gone.
Yeah. Well, guess we'd better see what's in that envelope.
I guess so. Here, you look.
Why, Sally.
What is it?
It's his will, leaving everything to Betsy. And here's a note enclosed. Look at this.
Dear Jim and Sally, I never had a child, and you two young folks have been good enough to share yours with me. Today, standing there in church, making those promises about Betsy, I knew no matter what happens from now on, I'll never be lonesome again. Thank you both, and bless you.
Just a week from today, we'll hear the next surprising chapter in the life of Jim and Sally Carter. But right now, let's get back to the friendly Pet Mill Kitchen and Mary Lee Taylor's Easy Icebox Rolls.
Yes, come right in. And don't forget that in your grocery store, you can get some of my favorite recipes in a handy take-home folder. So look for the Pet Milk display when you do your family food buying and help yourself to one of these folders.
And take along several cans of Pet Milk, too. With Pet Milk and the recipe Mary Lee is going to give you in a minute, you can make the best-tasting hot rolls that ever came out of an oven. And here's something else. You can take a label off one of those cans of Pet Milk, write your name and address and the word charm on the back of the label, send it to Mary Lee Taylor, and she'll send you one of those popular Pet Milk charms that a lot of people wear on bracelets or carry as good luck pieces. It's a tiny metal miniature of the Pet Milk can, and it comes complete with a ring so you can slip it right onto a chain. Remember, the Pet Milk label for this charm should be sent to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And now let's start planning today's meal. Knowing how busy women are these spring days and how much all of you want to get out and enjoy the sunshine, I've planned a meal that won't keep you in the kitchen so long.
Well, that sounds sensible.
The main dish is a hearty soup that contains tiny meatballs, potatoes, vegetables.
Sounds like a whole meal.
And it's called wholemeal soup.
Oh.
The recipe is in our book called New Ideas.
And along with the soup, easy icebox rolls, eh? Well, I'd almost be willing to settle for that and nothing more.
Well, to make the meal complete, we should have a crisp raw vegetable, say, strips of carrots or radishes, and green onions. And then, because it's such a simple meal, we'll have a special dessert, like angel chiffon dessert, from the new recipe book.
And coffee?
Mm-hmm. Does that sound like a good, satisfying meal to you?
It sure does. And how much do you figure you can fix that meal for?
Just about $1.21 for four people, or 31 cents for each person.
That's wonderful. And how do you make those extra good, easy icebox rolls?
Well, I'll give the recipe in a second. But first, I'd like to say that you can make them a lot cheaper than you can buy them. In fact, you can make two dozen of these rolls for about 35 cents. And if you bought them, you'd pay at least twice that much.
And homemade rolls taste so good.
They always taste better, Dale. Now, to make easy icebox rolls, first, you dissolve one cake of yeast in 1/4 cup of lukewarm water.
Dissolve one cake yeast in 1/4 cup lukewarm water. Any special kind of yeast, Mary Lee?
You can use either the compressed yeast or the dry granular yeast.
Okay. Now what comes next?
Next, mix 1/2 cup Pet Milk with 1/2 cup of boiling water.
Mix 1/2 cup Pet Milk with 1/2 cup boiling water. And you still have mighty rich milk because Pet Milk is double rich to start with.
Now, the next thing you do is mix two well-beaten eggs.
Mix two well-beaten eggs. Yeah, with what?
1/4 cup sugar.
1/4 cup sugar. Okay, got that.
1 teaspoon salt.
1 teaspoon salt. Mm-hmm. Something else?
And 1/4 cup melted shortening.
1/4 cup melted shortening. Okay. Now, so over here, I have the yeast dissolving in lukewarm water. And here, I have pet milk mixed with water. And here, I have a mixture of eggs, sugar, salt, and shortening. Now, what happens?
Well, by this time, the milk and water mixture should be lukewarm. And you add that to the egg mixture. Then, stir in the dissolved yeast.
Add lukewarm pet milk and water mixture to egg mixture. Stir in dissolved yeast. Fine. Now everything's together.
And it's time to add, gradually, 4 1/2 cups of sifted all-purpose flour.
Add gradually 4 1/2 cups sifted all-purpose flour. Okay?
Actually, you add just about 1/2 cup of flour at a time, mixing thoroughly with the other ingredients each time you add some flour.
Mm-hmm. Then what?
You put the dough on a floured board and knead it until it's smooth and sort of elastic. Then put it into a greased bowl, cover it, and let it rise until it doubles in size.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I'm lost here. Let's see. You knead dough on floured board until smooth. Then put into greased bowl, and what?
And cover it, and let it rise until it's just about doubled.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then you knead it again until you've got it back to its original size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and then?
Then you cover that dough and keep it in the refrigerator until you're ready to make easy icebox rolls. The recipe I've just given makes 2 dozen rolls.
Well, how come you let that dough rise until it's twice its size, and then you knead it until it's back to its original size?
Because working the dough that way is what develops fine texture and flavor in the rolls.
Well, that takes care of that.
And here are the baking directions for clover leaf rolls.
Okay.
Pull off a teaspoonful of dough at a time. Roll it into a ball. And for each clover leaf roll you want to make, put 3 of these balls of dough into a greased 2-inch muffin cup. Brush the tops with pet milk and let the rolls rise until they're doubled in size.
Oh, back to that again.
Then bake in a hot oven, 400 degrees, 12 minutes or until brown.
But how long do I have to wait?
Oh, not long, because over there on the table are some rolls in muffin cups, almost ready to go into the oven.
Well, now, that's more like it.
And now some helpful tips. You'll know when the dough has been kneaded long enough, when it looks smooth, and when blisters or big bubbles break on the surface of the dough. Then, put the dough in a bowl that's been greased all around the inside, bottom and sides, so the dough won't stick to the bowl as it rises. And don't let the dough rise too long. Just until it has doubled in size.
Then you knead it right back to size.
Yes. And that's another reason for greasing the inside of the bowl. So you can knead the dough the second time right in the bowl. One more tip. Do remove the rolls from the pan just as soon as you take the pan from the oven. Otherwise, moisture will collect in the bottom of the pan and cause the crust to become tough and the inside soggy.
And we like them crisp and light.
Yes. And remember, too, that compressed yeast is perishable. So buy it from a market where it's kept in the refrigerator. And at home, keep it in the refrigerator until you use it. The granular dry yeast is not so perishable and can be kept several weeks without refrigeration.
And here's something else worth remembering. Easy Icebox rolls and all the other good food the Mary Lee Taylor way is extra delicious, extra economical because of pet milk. So get money-saving, stay-sweet pet milk today. Use it for cooking, for babies' bottles, for coffee. Pet milk is so rich it belongs in your cream pitcher.
And now times are flying, so let me remind you to send today for our new 16-page book called New Ideas for Everyday Meals. Just write to me, Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And don't miss tonight's Pet Milk Show, a big half-hour musical show starring Vic Damone with Kay Armon, the Serenaders, and Gus Henson and his Pet Milk Orchestra over most of these same NBC stations. And now, today's recipe for happiness.
Anyone can carry his burden, however hard, until nightfall. Anyone can do his work, however hard, for one day. And now, until next week, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck and good health to all of you from Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk. Remember, when it's milk you need, you save money when you get Pet Milk, the all-purpose, all-family milk that's been a favorite in millions of homes for more than three generations. Pet Milk, the milk Mary Lee Taylor uses in all her famous recipes. And remember, too, there's no better way to have better meals than to use Pet Milk and Mary Lee Taylor recipes. Today's story was written by Jane Spencer, directed by Al Champ. Del King speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.